So, you know, when you're sharing the story, it makes me think what a different Stowe must have felt like, or Vermont in general must have felt like, from coming from Long Island. I mean, it must have felt like a world away for you. Do you remember your impressions of Stowe, or just, you know, how different life was in a small town in northern Vermont compared to where you were living?
Well, I never really thought about it at the time, but as I lived there, I realized more and more what a wonderful different whole social picture it was. It was still uni-class, so to speak. There was no social distinctions whatsoever there. And Craig Burt really did wonders to get us settled into Stowe. I mean, he had been involved with the trap purchases, because he owned acres and acres of forest land, of course, from the Burt Lumber Company. And so he used to be assured that we learned about Stowe. He took us to town meeting, and he took us all the way through a hearing in town for a bill right to the State House, and he took us through the whole political system of Vermont, and which, of course, coming out of New York and Long Island, was a whole new experience. And I really got Renee Alexander was one of the gals who was in with Jane and Tommy. And Renee and I spent a summer up there. The first summer I spent there was, I think, 46. And we lived in a little red house, which was on right on the river, which was where our cook lived at night, and it had one spigot of cold water running in and a little outhouse, and Renee and I spent the summer there, boiling water on a wood stove, you know, and all that sort of, I mean, we were pretty basic livers. And one morning I heard a squeal from the outhouse, and there was a porcupine right at seat level. So Stowe School wasn't there at that point, and we went across the valley up into the hill and the woods on the other side to do whatever we had to do up there. that was quite basic living up there.
But now, why were you staying in that home as opposed to the foster place itself?
Because that was rented for the summer.